I'm Angie Fenton with Jeff Miller of VO2 Multisport, and this is Get Fit Louisville.
We were designed to run. Let us talk to you a little bit more about what you're trying to accomplish and how you can best get there. That's the thing. That's why VO2 is here.
Welcome to Get Fit Louisville. Whether it's biking, running, or swimming, Jeff and Angie can help you get the most out of each breath. Listen up, Louisville. It's time to get fit.
It's that holiday season, Jeff, which means it's time to talk about what do you get the athletes for Christmas?
It is holiday season, and it's right here upon us, and it's a beautiful day outside, which is always amazing in November when it's 60 degrees, and we're coming into Black Friday, which is kind of the kickoff for a lot of retailers, obviously, and we get a lot of those questions. What do you get the athlete? I know we're kind of switching gears a little bit today and not talking about one specific activity. And we're talking more about the gift giving, but I felt like it was just a good opportunity for us to answer some of the questions that we get on a day-to-day basis on just gifts to give people. So it should be an eye-opening podcast for people, I think.
Well, let's start with this. What is the most favorite gift you've ever been given as an athlete?
That's actually a really good question. What is my favorite gift? For me, I think after opening the store, every day is like Christmas right. for me. So, because I order stuff and it comes in, I'm always opening boxes up and, it's neat to see some of the new product out there. So for me, actually, I enjoy gift cards. I know that's kind of the sure. typical guy thing, but I am extremely hard to buy for. I realize that. My parents, tell me that, my sister, everybody, they just like, you're one of the hardest people to buy for because of what you do. And it is very, very true because, I've made my hobbies kind of my job. So I get to hang out and get to test out all the new products. So gift cards always work because then I can just go spend them wherever.
My brother does that because it's the easy way out. But as the recipient, you do appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's key. I think a lot of people, women in general, do not like to give gift cards. They like right. to give, gifts, things that you can put your hands on and look right. at. And I can say for, me in particular, and a lot of guys, I think they're happy with gift cards. I see that a lot. So.
Okay, good to hear. Duly noted. Let's start out with a serious athlete.
Yeah.
So how about a serious runner? What are some things you'd suggest?
Well, I think when you have someone who, whether they're a serious runner or, maybe a beginner, mm-hmm. there's a lot of, new things out there, new gadgets. If you're looking to buy, let's say a man, you're looking to buy for your wife and you don't know her exact size, I would always recommend you size down when you purchase it. That is always one way to get a hug and a kiss and not get the item thrown back at you. I think for the guys love gadgets. They tend to like the latest and greatest, whether it be maybe a Garmin running watch, right. Is something that, or maybe a new Timex watch, things like that. I think for runners, in particular, especially, guys, they really like the gadget oriented things. I think, for women, it's more of the practical stuff. Whether it be, you're kind of coming into this time of year, it's colder. Maybe you put your running gear away last year and you're missing a mitten or you're missing a toboggan or you're missing a cute top or something of that nature. Those are the things that I see that women like more. So not that they don't like the Garmins or the Timex watches or maybe some reflective gear. It's the little things, I think. The stocking stuffers work really well for people. And then, like you said, you have your bigger gifts like your Garmins and things mm-hmm. of that nature. But I think women tend to be more driven towards the apparel side of stuff and men more towards the gadget side of stuff.
I have to tell you, even though this doesn't require or I guess qualify as quite the sport, one of my favorite gifts of all time wasn't jewelry or any of that, but a pair of neoprene waders to go fishing in.
Nice.
And they still look brand new. I use them as often as I can, so... Don't just get us the little frilly stuff. How about swimmers?
I think for swimmers, this time of year, that's a lot of people kind of, they go away from maybe the riding or from right. the running because maybe it's a little too cold and they still want to stay active. Swimming is a very, it's unique in the sense that, obviously you need goggles and, you need a bathing suit to, well, you should have a bathing suit to at least go swim, but Goggles are, there's a specialty fit to them. They don't, you can't just grab a pair of goggles and put them on and go to the pool. And they don't always just fit. They don't seal around the eyes. They might leak. However, there are a multitude of goggles out there. I would recommend if you have a swimmer in the household and spend a little time researching, dig through their swimming bag, find a couple pair of goggles that they might have in there, and then go looking for maybe a stocking stuffer in the goggles, or maybe a new pair of jammers for the guys, or even a new bathing suit for the ladies. Again, always size down. It always helps.
And include a receipt.
And include a gift receipt. Absolutely. You definitely need to include a gift receipt. Don't forget where you bought it, so if they need to take it back. But yeah, for swimmers, there's a lot of small things that you can get them. There's pool buoys. That's the flotation device goes between the legs. It helps you focus on your stroke. You don't have to worry about kicking. Okay. There's kickboards that you can buy. There's paddles that go on their hands that help them to strengthen their stroke. Or there's also fins that they can put on for kick drill. So there's a lot of different things that you can find for your swimmer, and they're not real expensive. That's a really cool. None of that stuff. Swimming, I think, might be the cheapest route out of all of that to purchase. So we sell a lot of swim gear this time of year, and most of it ends up. I hear people say most of the time it always ends up being stocking stuffers or things of that nature, because it's usually not huge items and they're not real expensive. Or they put little packages together. It's one of the things we do at the store a lot for people as they come in, and we kind of put together a package of stuff that they can maybe wrap up in one big box. So it works pretty well.
So at VO2 Multisport, I mean, if you come in and say, look, dating someone who's a runner, mm-hmm. and I'm not a runner, right. help me out.
Yeah, that's a really good point. We actually do that a lot for people. We try to stay away from, if they don't know what size they are in, like shoes or things of that nature, we start to look at all the accessories that they might need. One of the things this time of year, reflective wear is something that everybody should have, whether it's reflective armband or something that goes around the ankle, or a flashing light that goes on the front of the shirt or back of the shirt. I always tell people to be seen on both sides. A lot of times you want to get something that, maybe a small headlamp if they're running at night. Maybe you're dating someone who's a trail runner, and they need a nice headlamp for trail running. We put those packages together for people. It could be a hydration belt with maybe some reflective gear, with a runner, running hat, or maybe a thin, lightweight toboggan, some gloves, things of that nature. So we kind of give them the idea, and usually one of the first things we always lead off with is, where's your sweet spot? What's your price point? Right. Everybody has a price point. And if you go into any place and you don't, you're going to overspend, and I'm going to see you back because you're probably going to bring it back to me because you didn't want all the stuff that you got. So we usually try to get straight to it. And I think that's one of the things that any retailer, it'd be a benefit to them. And don't be offended. I think, some people come in and they might be a little offended by that question because they think we're judging them by, saying, oh, they can't spend that much money. And that's not the case at all. What we're trying to do is eliminate a lot of the hassle of you overspending. And we just kind of get straight to it and say, hey, how much do you, because everybody has that magic number. They really do. They've been mulling it over in their head. They might not tell you they do, but when you get down to it, almost 100% of the people actually know what they want to spend or price range. And we get a lot of people that are like, between, 50 or 75 or 75 and 100. That gives us a great starting point, and tells us, how we can better serve you by giving us that starting point. So when we do that, then we can start to put those things together for you.
Okay. What about bikers?
That's always very unique because that's the cyclist is they're usually a little bit more difficult to buy for. I would highly recommend if you're thinking about getting a gift, let's say a bike for somebody. That's one of the things that I probably wouldn't do. I wouldn't buy the actual bike. What I would do is, and we've had people do this, we encourage this, if they're thinking about doing that, to get a gift card to be used towards the purchase of a bike. People say, why do you do that? Because it is nice to get, have the bike under the tree. Now, we have loaned out bikes for people, that they have to bring back to us, obviously. so they have something big like that to put under the tree. But the fit of a bike is extremely important, and the type of bike somebody gets is very important to their lifestyle. you know, not everybody is a what they would classify as a roadie or a true cyclist. They might be more of your recreational or they want a townie bike or a fixie or a mountain bike. And you can talk about that a little bit, but you don't want to get too in depth, because you start getting in depth with somebody you're buying a gift for like that, they're going to kind of know what's coming around the corner. So I think you have to kind of play, you know what they want, and then we encourage them to go about that way if it's a bike. Now, there's a lot of other small items. There's bike lights I always encourage. I always go back to the whole light thing, but you're in a low light situation now where it's just not daylight as long. Bike lights, saddle bags that you can put on the back of your saddles that you can carry, like, tire inflation kits, things you can put your cell phone in, mini pumps you can put on your bike. You can get them extra set of tires. You can get them tubes. I mean, there's so much stuff in the cycling industry that you can buy. New Garmins, just like for the runner, mm-hmm. there's Garmins for cyclists as well. That's usually one of those things that guys really, really dig. And if people don't know a lot about Garmin and Garmin products, it's all GPS based, and they've got their own website called Garmin Connect. And phenomenal website. That's one area that is their biggest selling point, probably, is the Garmin Connect, because people can upload their ride or their run to Garmin Connect, and then they can share it with all their friends via that, the people that are on Garmin Connect, or they can share the link to that via Facebook or Twitter or things of that nature. So it's a great selling point, and it helps you track your workouts. You can literally see your progress, because it saves everything on an offsite at Garmin, basically. So really, really good product. They've got all levels from $150 units up to, $600 units, basically. Turn-by-turn directions for your bike. So
I love this. On their website, they're tracking how many total miles logged by Connect users, and right now it's over 4.2 million, and you just watch the number. It's just increasing. I mean, it's increased over 100. By staring at it
right now. You can literally see the people that are like uploading, right? So it's a really neat device to have. So for some of your serious cyclists, I think you can look at getting power cranks for them, but then again we have to know what kind of bike they have, because all different bikes, I'm gonna get a little technical here, have different bottom brackets. You have to know what kind of bottom bracket it has, to what kind of crank you have to order. So there's a lot of stuff that goes along with that. That's where I encourage, on those big tickets and you don't know exactly what they have or what they're looking for, I would encourage gift card. And we can make gift cards at the shop that are only geared towards a specific purchase, where you say, this is, we're giving this for a bike, or we're giving this for XYZ. And that's what they actually have, are supposed to use it for. So, that's for the cyclists. There's a lot of stuff.
So what about for an exercise enthusiast? I mean, you teach classes at VO2 Multisport. I mean, what are things you would get?
I think since we have all the different classes we have, with the TRX and some of the boot camps, and working with Amy, I think, you can obviously buy them a, TRX boot camp session. Mm-hmm. I think you have to present that correctly. I think it's something they have to want to do. You don't just throw that down because someone might think that you think they're out of shape and overweight or something of that nature. So, you can do, those type of gift cards there. Clothing is spot on. I mean, clothing is just one of those things that if you have the right clothing, mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we try to start to look at is what are you going to do? And that's the questions we ask, price point, what are you doing with it? What do you want to accomplish? And all those kind of sound like odd questions coming from, maybe a retailer, because you typically don't get that when you go into, a Target or, place in the mall. They're not going to ask you those questions. But I think when you're a specialty retailer and this is what you do, these are the questions you have to ask, because you want them to have a good experience. You want them to get something. And at the end of the day, we want the person giving the gift to look really good. We want to give them the right product. So when they present that and it fits well, or it does the job it's supposed to, whether, it's a sweat wicking, type of shirt or, specialty socks or something of that nature, we want them to look good at the end of the day. So, So that's, you know, the questions we ask. But, you know, the exercise enthusiast, you know, I think there's a lot of things that you can get for them. But one of the things that you can do is definitely, you know, with the classes are huge, but also in the clothing realm as well. So
let's go off topic for a second and go back to what you were talking about. I mean, regardless of what time of year, but in particular, as we're approaching, you know, the start of a new year, everyone starts assessing their fitness goals or lack thereof.
Right.
How do you approach a significant other that you would like to gift something like a gym membership or, I mean, how do you do that? It's sensitive.
I think it is. But you know what I think is, I encourage people, because I've had people ask me that question, and I think you get in with them. You get in the fire with them. You can't be someone who sits on the sofa and get them a gym membership and you not participate. You know, you buy the gift for both of you, and you get in the fire and you jump in, and you know, if you're committed or if you're wanting them to be committed, you better be just as committed with them. Whether it be, maybe you want to get into cycling, or, you know, maybe you want to get into swimming, or maybe you want to get into, you know, low impact aerobics or whatever, you know, strokes your feathers. I think you have to get in with them. That's the best way to go about approaching someone or getting them maybe off the sofa, whether it be your husband or whether it be your wife. I think you have to do it together, or your significant other, whatever you want to call that person, as Amy calls the other day, her man friend. whatever that might be. I think that's what you have to do. I think that's the best way to approach it, the probably the gentlest way to approach it is to get in with them, you know, do it together. That's the best way to go about it.
I've broached it before, even with, I mean, siblings.
Sure.
And it has been something where I said, you know, I've really been slacking and wanted to know, will you do this with me?
Right.
Because I need the support and kind of draw it back on yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
But really looking at someone who has some health concerns that, you know, exercise and eating everything would be so much better. But kind of turn it on yourself a little bit.
You do. I think anytime you turn it back on yourself, you take that pressure off of them, and then it becomes a total, they look at it totally different. They don't get defensive, because the minute you present something like that, and people tend to get real defensive real quick.
Sure.
And partly because they know you're probably right, but nobody wants to be told they're wrong or they're doing something wrong. It goes against our human nature, I think, sometimes. But I think if it you know, your sibling or your parent, a spouse or a friend, you know, even at that, I think it's, if you turn the focus back on yourself and you're willing to, you know, get your feet wet with them, it goes a long, long way, more so than just presenting a gift card for a TRX class.
Right. And I also think, you know, we talk about we're supposed to accept each other as we are.
Right.
And so there's some guilt maybe associated with asking someone to do something to change them. But there's hopefully love and care behind that, and not a personal motive.
Mean, yeah, absolutely. I think any time that you're I don't think people, I mean, you want to believe that people, for the most part, are good natured. And I think when you present a gift, you really do it out of your heart. The majority of people do. I mean, there's some people that probably just get something just to get something. But I think a lot of people, especially when you start talking about gym memberships, or you're going to especially retail and you're starting to look, those people are putting some thought process into it. On the other side, I think the person that's the receiving it, I think you have to be careful in the way you receive it as well.
Sure you do.
You know, you can't necessarily just reject something that somebody's put a little bit of thought process into with it. Maybe it's some type of class or gym membership or something they want to do, because they put some time into that as well. I see them in the store. They put time into it. Black Friday, we open at 4 a.m., and we will have people there.
Do you really?
We do. We're like the only specialty retailer that does that. And it's rather comical. You know, it's actually a sight to see, because most of the time when you start thinking of the traditional Black Friday where everybody opened up at 4 a.m., now you got people open up on, you know, Thanksgiving evening or whatever that might be.
Last week for...
Exactly. Exactly. We actually have people who stand outside the door. We have a lot of people at 4 a.m. At VO2. It's, you know, it's kind of funny. But we always give away gifts to, you know, the first, you know, people that can, you know, the first number of people that come in, and we have coffee and donuts and... You know, Friday evening when we close the doors, I'm exhausted because I've been there basically, feels like 20, you know, some hours setting up and getting everything ready. But when those people that show up at 4 a.m., they're there to get you something. And it might be, you know, it could be a class, you know, that they've assigned you up for, or, it could be just a pair of goggles. They showed up at 4 a.m. to get something for you, so I think the way you receive things, you have to be very careful. But when it comes to the classes and things of that nature, going back to getting your feet wet, both of you getting your feet wet, I think goes a long way.
I think I would want you to take my photo with a clock so that could prove I got up at 4 a.m.
Right.
Got here.
Right.
Also, I mean, in addition to Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, I mean, how important is that to you and BO2 Multisport?
It is very important. I think a lot of people, forget that when you're a small business and you do what we do, whether it's, you're a run specialty shop or you're a multi-sport, shop or you're a watchmaker or a, whatever you might be out there. I really believe that, we kind of make the world go round day in, day in and day out. I mean, we're out there with our, till our fingers bleed type of thing, and it's difficult when you're going up against the big box stores. You have to find different ways and to go about selling product. And it's very hard when you have the internet and people can go. I had a customer that, I'll tell myself a little bit here, but I had a customer who came in about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and came in and looked at some tires that we had on the wall and for his bike, and ours were at the price that we were told to sell them for, basically the advertised price. And he's like, "Well, I can find them cheaper online." I'm like, "Well, there's the door." He's like, "Excuse me?" I said, "There's the door." And so he left, and he came back like 3 or 4 days later, and he's like, "I've got to say something." He goes, "That's the first time I've ever been thrown out of a store before." And I said, "Well, I wasn't trying to be a jerk or anything." I said, "But I can't sell it for what you can buy." I said, "You can buy anything cheaper online."
Sure.
I said, "But who's going to put those tires on for you? Who's going to show you how to put them on? Who's going to warranty them for you if something goes wrong with them? Is the internet going to do it for you, or are you going to do all the work yourself?" And he goes, "Well, that's a good point." And he goes, "I just want to come back in and actually apologize for saying that to you." And it was nice to hear. I mean, I probably overreacted a little bit, but I think it just caught me off guard. And I was kind of frustrated, because the internet you deal with every day. So Small Business, Saturday, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, it's big for, all, and Louisville's loaded with independent business owners. And, we've got some great stores that have been around for a long time. That are actually up. Ken Combs, running store, a good friend of mine, Larry Holt, is up for an award, or he's in the running for like Independent Store of the Year in the nation or something of that nature. I can't remember exactly what it is. Right. I saw a post the other day and I didn't get a chance to read it, but which is really cool. I mean, they've been around for like 30 years. So we've got a lot of great independent retailers out there that are doing a lot of hard work. And, we're all competing for the same dollar, at the end of the day. And so you have to do things a little bit different. So Small Business Saturday is a benefit to us.
There are a couple of other things when we decided this is what we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. Gift cards to restaurants where they serve healthy fare.
Sure.
Pedicure, manicure.
Sure.
Massage, even couples massage or spa day.
Right.
You work hard and then, you like to get pampered.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, that's one of the things. Like, we make recommendations like that all the time. We send people to... we have some, different physical therapists and things that we work with that they even offer different services. And so, we try to partner with as many people as we can during the holiday season. So when the customer does come in, it's not just that, I got a pair of goggles and they left. They might ask us if we know, we can answer their questions. We don't know. Obviously, we can't. But we do have a lot of requests like that. Where should I go do this? I've been thinking about doing this. And if we partner with all those other people, we're helping send business their way. They're sending business our way. And wonderful opportunities, whether it be a massage or a great place to go eat or things of that nature. Definitely something that goes a long way. It goes a lot further than you think it does.
No, absolutely. What do you want this holiday season?
Honestly, what do I want? A week off. That would probably be the best gift I could have. I mean, it's been a long year. We've worked really, really hard. We've had a lot of growth, and things kind of took off in a certain area of the business this past couple months. And I feel like I've been there 70 hours a week. I just got back from a mountain bike trip for 3 days, and it absolutely was not long enough at all. But I think if I got a week off, that would be the best gift I could have. So. That's probably the my favorite gift, or would be my favorite gift.
Well, good luck getting that one under the Christmas tree.
Thank you.
I'm Angie Fenton with Jeff Miller of VO2 Multisport. This is Get Fit Louisville. Go see Jeff and his staff at 131 St. Matthews Avenue, 4 a.m. on Black Friday. I'll wake up and think of you.